The Trouble Begins at 8. A Life of Mark Twain in the Wild, Wild West by Sid Fleischman. Narrated by Joe Barrett. Preface. A horror of introductions. So often had Mark Twain suffered through bumbling introductions before he rose to speak that he sometimes chose to introduce himself. "I was obliged to excuse the chairman from introducing me, because he never compliments anybody, and I knew I could do it just as well," he began a speech in San Francisco, and he lavished witty praise on the evening speaker, himself. He was bested only once, when a miner in Nevada was charged with performing the welcome.
"I don't know anything about this man. I only know two things about him. One is, he has never been in jail, and the other is, I don't know why."
For the past 100 years, the famous author has been known everywhere but on the dark side of the moon. An introduction would be redundant. I'll confine myself, therefore, to an offstage note or two. When I was the young writer of a novel, the New York Times reviewed my comedy with the news that I was no Mark Twain. I was astonished. I had already had myself fitted for a white suit, like the celebrated author of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I had been trying to track down the brand of cigars he smoked by the handful. His wit may have come from the noxious weed. Who knew? Genius is not catching, like the measles. No one will ever be another Mark Twain. But he is in the DNA of every modern American writer. He loosened up the language for us. He gave us our unique sense of humor. As one who has spent a lifetime at a writer's desk, I felt that I could give insights to a Twain biography that may have eluded the scholarly academics who had cleared the way for me. I could sense